What's going on? It's Mega Maid. She's gone from suck to blow.
Yo, ding dong, man. Ding dong. Ding dong, yo.
You'll see it. You'll see it under this. Under this big W. You can't miss it. A big W.
I call that bold talk for a one-eyed fat man. Fill your hand, you son of a bitch.
But remember back in the day on Gilligan's Island when they like used to say and arrest and they wouldn't even like mention the professor and Marianne, and then they got all bitchy and they started like having to mention the professor and Marianne? Okay, fine. No more of this ensemble cast bullshit. You got yourself Justin Carmichael from JewWario.blogspot.com. You got yourself Heather Knight from MattedSpam@blogspot.com. You got yourself Jason Ozant from Red Room Radio. And, of course, you got Colin Burton from FizzleandPop.com. And, of course, the show would not be complete without Derek Knight from SonOfCheese.com, since it is called the Son of Cheese Half-Hour Power Hour.
My brain hurts!
Yes, it's the Son of Cheese Half-Hour Power Hour.
Show and you know, my peeps.
Yes. You know, the funny thing is, I produce those intros well in advance, and I have to hire the guy, the voice talent, to have to bring him in. I lie. It's just me pitched down 11% and speaking in the vernacular. What do they call that? The Ebonics?
Okay.
Do they still call it that?
Ebonics.
Ebonics. That's what it was called when I was in high school, or just out of high school. So, yeah. I thought Justin might make it. I was still holding out hope that Justin would make it. So I included him. And he's not here.
He's not here.
He would have been great on the last show. Video games. It was right up his alley.
Yep.
And he took his alley elsewhere.
Didn't he have the Japanese DS?
Yeah. He's got a Japanese DSi, freaking, not I even believe. Just a DS, but a DSi from Japan. All this stuff on the screen is in Japanese. Only he can read it. Only him and everybody in Japan.
Yeah.
Or anybody that can read Japanese, which is none of us.
No, I can't. So. Yeah. Really, my world extends to just like this room. So it's very limited. I'm not worldly at all. But yeah, it's the Son of Cheese Half Hour Power Hour. Welcome back to yet another program. Well, we're going to do our damnedest to try and keep you entertained. Colin Burton from FizzleandPop.com, as per usual, is on the program.
Hello.
My sister Heather from...
Facebook.
From Facebook.
From Facebook.
Yeah. And Jason Ozan from RedRumRadio.com.
Hello.
And your little metal station is still in the top 10 of metal stations on Live 365.
Little metal station is making it... It's chugging along nicely. Yes,
it's like that little metal engine that could, and still doing the Studio J on Saturday nights.
Yeah,
and that's worth checking out. If you're listening to this podcast, continue listening to this podcast, and then when you're done, go to redrumradio.com, listen to some metal, and then on Saturday nights, starting when again?
Starts at 4 p.m. Pacific time. So adjust for your time zone accordingly. It all starts with Adriano's show, and then it moves on to mine. And thanks, Derek. Checks in the mail, man.
That's right. Yes. Yeah, I get paid per plug. And so, yeah, actually, let me see if I can get a...
I gotta get impression of Adriano. Hello, Jason. This Adriano from South America. I do a metal show, and then like once a month, we do a show called The Joint. And we play musics. And what else do we do on the show?
We bullshit a lot.
We bullshit. All the bullshit's on the show. It's a wonderful show because we just sit and bullshit. And I know have a great command on the English language.
Adriano, tell us about the carnival.
Oh, the carnival! All the women and the boobs. And the booby shakies. Shake your boobs, I say. I get on the balcony and I say, bring me meat for this carnival. And shake your boob.
That's my impression of Adriano. Thank God for this machine. That machine also. That's also.
This is if I want to bring in your wife. Hi,
oh,
Jason.
Hi, dear.
This is Felicia.
That's another appearance today.
Yeah, hi. Well, last time I phoned it in, but since then I drove all the way up here. Yeah, baby. I was I miss you.
Oh,
yeah.
That's you know.
It's kind of hard taking care of the kids without you. They're crazy. They're driving me insane. come home soon, baby.
Wow.
I love this machine.
It's awesome.
Yeah. Oh, you know what we can do? We can also... Why am I? And now I'm getting like some weird feedback. Is that just me?
No, I'm getting it.
Strange.
You broke it?
I did. I broke it. What the hell?
We can't have nice things.
No, I can't. Maybe I'd like damage my microphone. That would suck really bad.
But I can phone in.
I can phone in Satan. Hi, this is Satan on the phone.
I think you fixed it. Whatever.
It was. Yeah, whatever happened, I just kicked
Satan
it.
Satan fixed it.
Yes. Yeah, Satan. Praise Satan.
Bring it in.
All hail.
Yeah, I know that. Well, wonderful.
Way to go. Yeah,
now I guess I've sold it. Oh, hi, Max. Oh, oh my, my kid Max is chosen to make an appearance. He's now officially two. Hey, Max, you want to be on the microphone? Come on over here. Come over here. No, okay. Oh, my. He's got quite the vocabulary. He's being taught vocabulary by a 55-year-old
woman.
He's
coming.
Nope. Come here, buddy. What do you have to say on your day after your second birthday?
Are you funny?
Is Max funny? No, Max is shy, and sadly, shy doesn't really work well on the podcast. No. So I'm just gonna have to send you packing, okay, buddy?
Off with you.
Yeah, off with you.
You're useless to me.
I love you.
Be gone.
Oh, he said to. High five. All right, thanks, bud. Okay, so you said you had stuff to talk about. Oh wait, no. Well, you said you had stuff to talk about.
Yes.
Thanks, bud. But that we were also going to talk about music. And that was a topic that when brought up, a couple people's eyebrows raised, including Jason, who's a musician in his own right,
right.
A drummer, and again, you know, has a metal station. So it has a little, maybe a little bit to say about music.
And there's a little more facets to me than just metal, too.
Sure. You know, oh, no, I know. But your station is metal.
I know.
I'm not trying to pigeonhole you.
I know.
Not trying to typecast you.
It's okay.
But that was your idea as a topic. So
it was. That's and now fine. I'm...
And now you're done. You're locked up.
Apparently, my brain shut down.
But you said you had some things to talk
just
about.
Just a variety of things. Nothing really connected. Fan on the field.
Sorry, it fell off. Jeez.
Okay, that should do it. I think I've got that one taken care of.
Well, hopefully he's about to pour juice in it.
Why don't you go ahead?
All right. Well, one of the things I ran across that just boggled my mind. The age of consent in Vatican City. How old do you think the age of consent in Vatican City is?
Well, you know, since it's Vatican City, I would think realistically it should be 21, but I'm guessing that it's like 8.
No.
65.
No.
65.
It's 12.
12.
12.
12 is the age of consent in Vatican City. Is Vatican City somewhere in Arkansas?
No, you would think so, but no.
So it is in Italy. It's an Italian city. It's actually its own little city-state, correct?
Aren't the residents of Vatican City not supposed to be having sex?
That also is an interesting point.
Well, apparently not. And unless there is a relationship of dependence, like a teacher-student, Pope altar boy, in which case the age of consent at the Vatican jumps to 15.
Oh, well, people are so much more mature at 15.
Yes.
That's wonderful.
Isn't it?
Yeah, thanks for bringing that up.
You're welcome.
Yeah, what else you got?
I've got, news. I told Heather about this. A bill passed by the Utah House and Senate this week, which would have been a couple weeks back, and waiting for the governor's signature will make it a crime for a woman to have a miscarriage.
Really?
Really.
How can you make it a crime
to
experience a biological event? That's like saying it's a crime
to sneeze,
to poop in public.
Well...
I mean, like a public toilet. I'm not like saying just like on somebody's lawn. Because that is a crime. But I mean, like, you know, just at all, ever. That's, again, like you said, boggles the mind.
Yeah, in addition.
We should call this segment, What Boggles Colin's Mind?
Well, apparently it boggles your mind, too.
Right? I know.
In addition to criminalizing an intentional attempt to induce a miscarriage or abortion, the bill also creates a standard that would make women legally responsible for miscarriages caused by reckless behavior.
Oh, like smoking, drinking,
Yep.
Listening to music too loud.
Using the legal standard of reckless behavior, all a district attorney needs to show is that a woman behaved in a manner that is thought to have caused miscarriage, even if she didn't intend to lose the pregnancy.
Interesting.
Yep.
Crazy, but interesting.
You would be charged with criminal homicide and sentenced to life in prison.
Really?
Really.
That's...
I mean, there you go.
How? How is that possible?
I mean, that's Utah's problem, but apparently that's what... It's passed both the House and the Senate.
Wow.
It's waiting for the governor's signature. It might even, by this point, have been signed.
That's crazy. Well, with that out of the way,
let's go ahead to your music.
Yeah, let's move on to music. We all have music that we love. I think you and I, we've both worked as radio disc jockeys.
Indeed, yes.
You are a radio disc jockey in a sense. Yeah. I mean, it's still radio, even though it's on the internet. It's still the same thing. You've chosen, you know, you choose music.
Yeah, I get to choose my format, though. With you working in real radio, have you ever had to work someplace where you absolutely detested the music and you're announcing it song after song after song?
Yes. Yeah? In fact, I mean, when we both worked at Oldies 92.9.
You found an oldie station. Oldies 92.9.
Found one of those the other day. I know. Let's listen to that one more time.
You found an oldie station. Oldies 92.9.
It was, and I really liked the format on that station because I just love that music. Yeah. I love the music of the 50s, love the music of the 60s. The problem with oldies stations per se, A, they're going away. They're completely being done away with in today's day and age.
We don't even have one in this town
anymore.
No,
there are no, in fact, because KDZA, the last holdout of actual oldies radio, is gone. It's something totally different now out of Pueblo.
Yeah.
But yeah, I worked for a week at K-View, 99.9, and I really was not putting my best foot forward on that station because the music was just not what I enjoyed. And
that was like the soft rock stuff, right?
It was more like top 40, more adult contemporary.
Oh, okay.
It wasn't K-Lite. I mean, I would have slit my wrists if I found myself on an overnight on
and
K-Lite.
And now another Michael Bolton song.
That's right. Hello. Here comes Michael Bolton to play for you. But no, and then I was doing, I think, like a 10 to 2 show in the, like, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. on K-View. So nobody was really listening. So I really kind of threw the format out the window and I quit the same day I was hired. So it's like, what are you going to do? Fire me?
Yeah, right.
If I just went with what was on the log, it was not good. But I really did love, well, for a while, I loved the music we were playing on Oldies 92.9. It got to a point where they started weeding out the 50s and pushing towards the 70s. And then I went back and I worked there for a few more years and the format completely changed. And yeah, I quit because I hated it so much. Yeah, to answer your question in a really long roundabout way, yes. Yes, I did. But you worked at K-View and Oldies, and that's it.
That was it, yeah.
But you liked K-View at the time.
Yeah, because I like everything. Yeah. I'll listen to anything. Doesn't matter. So
yeah.
It didn't bother me much.
Yeah.
I mean, what I really did hate, I hate being told what to play.
Right.
And
yeah.
People call in and want to hear something, and it's like, God, I wish I could play that for you, but I can't. But I can't tell them that. I'll see what I can do. Yep. So I'm lying to these people.
We'll see what we can do.
I hated that part.
If I can find it, I'll put it on for you.
Yeah.
I love that one. But
makes it seem like you can't find shit.
Exactly. I'm terrible. I should never be a detective because I couldn't find my head if I wasn't adhered. No, but the thing, especially in corporate radio now, you can't play requests because the music is scientifically determined.
Right.
And you can't deviate from it lest you lose every single listener that you've ever had. You can't. And that's the thing is, it used to be we were actually going off of a log and playing from CDs and carts. And it was 1995, maybe, I think 96, when they first started using computers to seg the music. And that was their way of controlling everything. Because if you deviated, they had a record of it.
Right.
And then they could come into your studio, shut the door, and just scream and yell until you cried. But the great thing about that was we determined that you could take over other stations using the computers in the production studios. Got yelled at for that, too.
Oh, boy.
I can't imagine why.
Fucking with the on-air sound, as Randy said. Don't fuck with the on-air sound.
Whatever.
Okay, Randy. So, yeah, so that fun eliminated. But yeah, that's the thing. You know, I got into that because I kind of lucked into it, but it was fun. That's the only reason I wanted to do it. And they've taken all the fun away from it completely. And there's no fun left in radio.
That's what it seems like, you know?
Yeah. But when you have a station like you have, which is the Live 365 driven thing.
Yeah, just do what you want to do.
Yeah, exactly. Like you said, and it's all you, and you're picking the music, and you're playing the music, and you're doing whatever you want, and that's so much more satisfying. And it's even more satisfying if people like what you're doing.
Yeah.
And I had a show on KVOR for a while on Sunday mornings after Chuck Baker left where I picked all the music. I played whatever I wanted to hear. I usually would have a theme, but it was always me. And the program director did not like it. He asked me, he said, can we maybe stick with, the more popular music from the 50s and 60s? And I was like, no, I don't think so. And I started getting calls. And people would start requesting the songs that I were playing that I thought only I liked. And so that was real vindicating.
Yeah.
You know, when people out there are... I had to kill the audience that Chuck Baker had. And that took a while.
Right.
Because they were fervent. And they were old. And they hated black people. And so I was playing Otis Redding and Ray Charles and the Coasters. And they hated it. And so I had to kill them. I had to kill them off. And then I had to build an audience. And it took a while. It took months. But it happened. And that's the most satisfying thing in the world when you realize people are actually tuning in specifically to hear that. Because they know you're going to play it.
Yeah.
And it's immensely satisfying. And I think that's the only reason to do it, is to get to play what you want to play. I wish we could.
No kidding.
But we can't. Well, so, yeah.
You couldn't, but now you could.
Could.
He could if you wanted to.
Sure, yeah. We could. Well, but then there's this tricky thing about royalties.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Mm. You gotta pay one way or another. Either, like, do what you do. You have the Live 365 takes care of it, but you have to pay to broadcast.
Yeah.
Or you have to pay ASCAP BMI on your own. And you have to keep your records, and that's tricky. It's tricky stuff.
Well, and that was the one thing that I didn't like about working at Oldies was the music is good, but oh my God, they play the same things. They had that...
Set your watch by the playlist.
Yes, our log only went for 12 hours. So if you tuned in 12 hours later, you were going to hear the exact same music, the exact same... The
same order and everything? They didn't even change?
No. You just flipped the log back to the beginning and started again.
And see, why terrestrial radio is on its way out. It's going to be done. It's all going to be internet and satellite before too long.
Yep.
I don't even listen to radio.
I don't either.
I listen to talk radio.
I do.
Well, and I love talk radio, and I've zeroed in on the Mike O'Mara show, which is used to be on CBS. It was a CBS-owned product, and then they did away with it, and it's on podcast now. But it's what I like. I like talk radio. I don't even listen to music radio. Haven't for years. Even when I was still working in music radio, I didn't even listen to it. I listened to my iPod because I can't find a station that suits me. I can't find a station that's going to play what I want to hear. And I figure if I want to call in a request, I might as well just plug in my iPod. And I know I'm not alone. I know there's a huge segment of the population that's going that direction anyway.
Yeah.
And yeah, the problem is it could be great, but corporations own the majority of the stations and they're not willing to take risks. And they think they've got it figured out. They think they have the formula
as
down.
As long as they're still making money, they're going to stick with what they're doing.
Well, but see, they're losing money at an alarming rate. That's the thing. But
they're not alarming enough for them to change.
Yeah. I think that they're too stupid to change. As a whole, they are too afraid and too stupid to make the changes necessary to keep radio viable. That's just my opinion. They think they've got it nailed down.
I'm not going to argue with you because I don't listen to the radio either.
Yeah.
So. The only time I ever listen to it is if my iPod is dead. But I have
I keep an emergency CD in the car.
I have XM.
Yeah, okay,
so
yeah, I did away with
it. The 60s if that's the mood I'm in, or sometimes I listen to Hair Nation because that's the mood I'm in.
I had
liquid metal.
I had the XM trial when I first got my car. And I listened to the 50s channel a lot, and I listened to the 60s channel a lot, and I got to thinking every time I heard a song that I liked, that sound was on my iPod. And I listened to the 90s channel, and I kept having to question whether I actually grew up in the 90s, because I never recognized a single song on the 90s channel. I listened to...
It was a very bad time for music.
Yeah. I listened to The Boneyard at the time. I listened to that, and I liked that pretty well.
I like Boneyard.
But I suddenly realized that if I could eliminate all of this flipping around by just keeping my iPod in the car. And so I did. And I have not listened to radio since. I don't have the XM. I didn't keep it around.
I had keep it. It's like a backup for me.
Yeah. No, I keep a CD with MP3 in the deck at all times. If the iPod fails, I switch over to the CD filled with MP3s.
For music, that's what I'm doing. I'm listening to it on an MP3 player or an iPod.
Yeah.
But I still keep my Sirius because first of all, if I'm traveling out in the middle of nowhere for work, I can't get any radio signal. And if I get tired of music, I want to hear some talk stuff.
Right.
That's where to go. And plus, I am highly addicted to Howard Stern. So
really?
Yeah.
You know, that's one thing I never got into. It might be that I never gave him a chance, but why don't you extol the virtues of Howard Stern for about 48 seconds?
I've got to be his spokesperson. I think that he's gotten a bad rep. I don't think he is what people think he is in terms of everybody thinks Howard Stern show. They think, naked women in the studio. And of course, yes, there is that. But I think when it comes down to listening to interviews, this is the best way I can put it in 48 seconds or less is
actually took the 48 seconds.
Seriously. I know I'm going, but basically, seriously, there's a whole cast of characters on that show. Everybody from Robin to Fred to all the people backstage. And he brings those people into the show. They're always on there live.
Right.
And the more you listen to that show, the more you become a part of that family, I think. And you know these cast of characters, and it's like a radio show in the sense that it's a show.
Right.
You're following the lives of these people. You're involved in it. And I guess if it's, you know, we kind of talked about this on the last time I was recording, but the reality shows, I guess if there's a reality show, that's one I like, and it's radio.
Yeah.
So
that's actually, it sounds like you like that for the same reasons that I like the Mike O'Mara show. It's the same thing. It's the same cast of characters. You get to hear what's going on in their lives. They're actually compelling. I mean, anybody can sit in a room and say what they've been up to, but it's how you deliver it and whether you make people care about it, I guess that's the key. And it sounds like you like that for the same reasons that I like the shows that I like. It's just a different cast of characters.
Yeah, exactly. And that just interesting. It's interesting to listen. You always tune in. What are they going to say next? What's going to happen now?
Yeah.
You
know? Kind of like Studio J on RedRumRadio.com on Saturday nights. Dude, I'm going to throw in as many plugs as I can. That's right. I don't even have a sound effect for that. What's up with me?
I don't know. You lame.
I know.
Well, fuck you!
But I have that one.
It doesn't surprise me.
Yeah. So we actually, it's funny, we decided to talk about music,
yeah.
And we've been talking about
radio.
sorry, Colin.
That's all right. I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like I'd have much to add for the music.
No. We could take it all the way and then just start talking up records.
Yeah.
And leave Colin completely out of it. But on that, along that same line, what was your favorite record to talk up when we worked at Oldies?
Go All the Way by the Raspberries. Because it had like a 48-second intro. And you could do a whole promo over, you know, if you timed it right. It was perfect. And I just liked that one.
Eric Carmen and the Raspberries.
Yes.
I remember we had a guy, what was his name? He went by the Doctor. He was a kind of a doofus and worked with us for a while. He walked in when I was playing it. Why the hell are we playing this song?
Must have blocked him out. I don't remember him.
He didn't work there very long.
I don't remember.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, here, I'll tell you what.
Don't make me
do it. Your fun and oldie station. Oldies 92.9.
You're
going to
make me do this. I don't want to do this.
You can do it.
Oldies 92.9. Hi, I'm Heather Knight. We've got great music coming up for you, including Badfinger, The Beatles, and Mary Hopkins. Yay. I don't know. It's been way too long since I had to do that.
Who the F is Mary Hopkins?
Oh, my God. Mary Hopkins? These are the days, my friends.
We never played that song.
It was a weekend song. Maybe I just played it and I wasn't supposed to. She was on Apple. That's how I know who she was. Paul McCartney found her.
We never played that song.
These were
the days, my friends.
We never played that?
No. So yeah, if you were playing it, you were going against the log.
Maybe I was.
Busted.
You are so busted.
And I don't even know why she popped into my head. It's not like I listened to her.
Wow. You're scrambling.
I was scrambling. My brain just picked out something weird.
That's funny. Do you have any go-tos as far as favorite songs to talk over, or is this just like you don't even think about that?
I don't.
Well, and that was a big part of, I mean, being an actual radio DJ was talking up the music and trying so desperately to hit the post and start, you know, stop and talk right as the music, you know, the vocals start.
I know. And the thing with my kind of music is that there's really no post to hit. It just starts up right. Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
Just like instant. So,
yeah. Well, plus, and that really is an antiquated DJ thing.
And it pisses off people who are recording the radio.
It does. You know, and the thing is, I used to get calls like that. Stop talking over the music. Click. Or, can I request a song? Sure. What do you want to hear? Well, I want to hear, you know, like Born to Be Wild, but don't talk over the intro because I want to record it. Well, of course I'm going to talk over the intro after you said that.
Yeah. I mean,
that's like saying, please don't punch me in the face because that's where it hurts most. Okay. I just don't know. It's, but yeah, we all have our, I mean, I don't know. Everybody had their favorite song to talk over.
Your fun and oldie station. Oldies 92.9.
Oldies 92.9 KSPZ. This would be my favorite song to talk over because it just keeps building and crescendoing. And it was one of those wonderful studio songs, Love Grows, where my Rosemary goes. She ain't got
Yeah,
Edison Lighthouse. Edison Lighthouse, White Plains, and the Flying Machine, I think, were all pretty much the same band.
The Archies,
yeah. Ron Dante, I think, was the lead singer of all of them. He was a very prolific studio lead singer. That was one of those things they did in the early 70s. Just same people, different name, released them on different labels. They all got paid the same.
Right.
So, but yeah. And so I guess we should...
that song.
You hate that song?
I've told you this before.
I know we've covered this song
in the podcast. Yeah.
How can you hate?
I like the sound of it. I hate the lyrics of it.
The song is great. Yeah. Because love grows where his rosemary goes. You have to imagine that nothing else grows, though, underneath that. She ain't got no money. Clothes are kind of funny. Her
hair is
kind of wild and free. Oh, but love grows where my rosemary goes. And nobody knows like me. So, Scotland, what's your favorite song?
I don't know. All I've got in my head now is that. Thank you.
You pissed him off to the point of no return.
Well, I know that's a really loaded question to ask somebody, what's your favorite song of all time? But I think if you're any kind of a person, you should at least have a favorite song.
Any
How about you?
Any kind of a person.
Right off the top of my head would probably be like Master of Puppets from Metallica.
Yeah. Big into the metal, are you?
Huh?
Big into the metal,
yeah,
are you?
Mostly.
Yeah.
But you know, if you were to go into like, what's my favorite like classic rock or oldies song?
Well, anything.
Probably something like Money from Pink Floyd. You know?
Oh, God. Pink Floyd. Wow, really?
Heather hates Pink Floyd.
I can't.
I love him. She hates him.
I can't even. Oh, Pink Floyd. There's certain artists that their stuff really just makes me feel like I want to vomit.
And that's one of them, really?
Floyd, yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah, I don't know. So, it's something like
lame.
Something like you have to be on drugs to enjoy it.
No.
I don't know.
No,
I've never been on drugs.
I've never been on drugs either, and I enjoy it.
I don't know. Well, again, here's your chance to extol Pink Floyd's virtues to me.
I don't.
Because I don't get it.
They don't pay me enough for me to be their salesperson.
Well, why do you enjoy it?
I mean,
actually, Heather has found herself enjoying a couple of their songs without realizing it was them.
Oh, that's the worst feeling.
Oh, that made me sad.
Ever.
I know.
Yeah.
So, I just think it's creative.
I like the stories.
They definitely have their very own. It's their own style.
Yeah.
Their own sound, and it's mellow. And yeah, that's probably one of the reasons why people like to, you know, they feel like you have to be on drugs for it to make sense. No. Chill with put the Dark Side of the Moon album on, lay back, and just enjoy it. Chill it. Enjoy. It's just music. It's very jazzy.
Okay.
Jazzy. It's good stuff. Okay. Well, I guess that's...
Well, no, I mean, it's just...
tell everybody, but...
Well, no, that's the thing. I think maybe that's the thing. I'm not big into the mellow. I don't know why.
Yeah, you like that Rosemary Grows crap.
I like that song. I told you it was my favorite song to talk over. It's not my favorite song of all time. That was a fun song to play when you're on the radio, when you get a chance to open the mic. There's a big difference. Big difference. What's your favorite song of all time?
New Generation by Skid Row.
The new Skid Row or the old one?
The real Skid Row. The new Skid Row.
And now you're getting into a whole other... Okay. So what's the difference between the old Skid Row and the new Skid Row?
The lead singer and the drummer.
Yeah.
Are and different.
It's better.
It's much better.
So it's better than the old 18 in Life?
I like everything that Skid Row did, but I have heard 18 in Life and I Remember You so many times that now when I see them in concert, I'm like, please don't play that song. And it makes me sad when they do. Oh, hi, Snake. But their new stuff is awesome. Johnny is a great singer. Johnny's a great singer. He's got a ton of personality. He's got a ton of soul. He just belts it out. Not that Sebastian didn't, but it's different. And Rob Afuso as a drummer was just kind of a pussy.
Okay, so this is the new sound of Skid Row.
Yeah, this is Thick as the Skin. Which is a great song. But it's New Generation is
hard driving, I'll give you that.
They got a lot harder because, I mean, now they're able to do what they want. They're just producing their own albums, and this is the sound they always wanted.
Sounds kind of like White Zombie a little bit.
I wish you had New Generation to play for everybody because it's so much fun.
Well, my favorite song of all time is going to sound kind of pussified based by comparison, but certain things, I don't know how to put them, it's just perfectly crafted. And this is my favorite song of all time, from 1957.
I saw her standing on the corner, a yellow ribbon in her hair. I couldn't keep myself from shouting, look at there.
Look at there.
Look at there.
Look at there.
That is the Coasters, Young Blood from 1957. And that, I think, is... my favorite song of all time.
I don't think they ever did a bad song, did they?
Yeah.
Did they?
Yeah, a couple bad songs. Yeah. I mean, no, I like a lot of the stuff the Coasters did, but I mean... What's that noise? Oh, is that like water?
Maybe.
Okay. I really thought they had the expanders on the microphones dialed in so we wouldn't get the noise. I was wrong! But yeah, so... Favorite song, Colin? You have time to think about it?
I have favorite bands.
Really, yeah. Favorite well, like favorite bands.
Talking Heads.
Talking Heads. One Moody of your favorites. Blues. Yeah. Moody Blues. Really. Here's your chance to extol the virtues of the Moody Blues.
That's all right.
You don't like the Moody Blues?
You know what I liked about the Moody Blues was that one "Knights in White Satin" song was long enough that I could go to the bathroom and come back. That was pretty much all I liked about the Moody Blues.
Kind of like Pink Floyd. I think they're just mellow.
Yeah.
You just put them on and go. Yeah. I like it.
Yeah.
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 What other bands do you like there, Colin?
Bloodhound Gang.
That I think we can agree on. The Bloodhound Gang cracks me up.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is where you're supposed to like keep talking.
Aquabats,
yeah. I like the Aquabats. I like a lot of ska. Dancehall Crashers. It's funny you'd pick this one. We heard it on the way in.
Yes, oh, really? Nice. Right? All right. So you're kind of big into the new wave. And often you're into very...
I mean, I grew up in the 80s.
Yeah, you're often into very weird things. You've introduced me to some very strange music over the course of the years.
Ivor Biggin.
Definitely Ivor Biggin, yeah.
Yeah. So.
But you don't have a favorite song.
What do you call strange?
Well...
you really want to know?
I just kicked open a door, didn't I?
You did. Colin was in England in the Air Force. I think we covered that on a previous show. And he brought back Ivor Biggin. Now, Ivor Biggin, I don't know how else to I don't know how to explain it other than just play a song.
Doreen, I've got a confession to make. I'm not like ordinary boys.
No, Ivor, I know. Not like ordinary boys. You're about 30 years older than most of them for a start.
No, Doreen, I've got a strange peculiarity. Every time the moon is full, I...
Oh, yeah, you're right. You're not like ordinary boys.
Well,
Dr. Frankenstein, and I've got a monster. And I'll show you this monster of mine.
The running theme with Ivor Biggin is penises.
Well, not just that. But
no? Okay.
No, not just that. I'm saying, you know, there's other. Bra size 45 isn't about penises.
You're right. It's not.
It's sexually.
But this one is.
Oh, my name is Ivor Biggin, and they say I've never been kissed. My sex I took one hell of a knock on the day I broke my wrist. I much prefer ham shandy to the company of glasses.
What the fuck? Somebody says that
I'll go blind, but I'll do it till I need
Wait.
Glasses. Oh, well, my name is Ivor Biggin, and I sing about tits and bum. His name is Biggin, and he sings of tits and bum.
Wait for it.
Show gums around my plums.
That's Ivor Biggin for you. And this is one that my wife doesn't appreciate much.
Hide the sausage. Oh yeah. My god.
One, two. But they're decent musicians.
Yeah.
They make me laugh. There's a brand new dance everybody's trying to do. It's better than the pogo, the shimmy or the boogaloo. You can do it by yourself, but it's much more fun with two. So come on everybody, let's go nuts and screw. And this is just what you do. You've got to hide the sausage. Come on and hide the sausage. It's time.
So you asked for weird. And that's the kind of weird crap Colin comes up with.
That's, you know, that's expanding your horizons.
It is. It really is.
It's
yeah.
fun.
It's very fun. Yeah. I enjoy it.
And some of it is really clever.
Oh,
if
yeah.
you like.
I like Bras on 45. I really did.
Yeah.
That was a fun one.
And Halfway of Virginia is one that we, in the dorm in England, would play out the window to annoy the people that liked country when they would play their loud country music.
Yeah. So you had a lot of country-fied folk out there?
We did. Yeah, it was kind of really
yeah.
popular.
Hicks married their cousins and all that?
In the dorms. I mean, it was military people.
Oh, well. So they come from all over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it was really popular for them to blare the country music on Friday nights.
You know.
Really annoying.
Yeah. I did a party one time. DJed a party for Blockbuster Video. It was a regional meeting. And the people from Nebraska kept coming up. And they were dressed to the nines in their Western gear. Cowboy nice. Hats and all that. And they kept coming up and say, you don't start playing country, we're going to leave. And I was like, when did Nebraska become part of Texas? Why do you, what's wrong with you? You don't play country, we're going to leave. I'm like, then please leave. Because I've never understood why people are so aggressive about country music. I really don't understand that. And then everything stops. Everything stops. And I find everybody staring at me.
Lead us.
Lead us, yes, down the primrose path. Okay, well, I'll tell you what, sheep.
Good, the sheep.
Yeah. What do you have against the sheep?
It goes on too long.
Okay, fine. Would you rather have these?
Sure.
Thank you. What are you looking at me for? Just say something.
Something.
I mean, your idea was to talk about music, right?
Correct.
Yes. And
what's the weirdest music that you've
enjoyed? See, look at Colin's doing something.
The weirdest that I've what?
That you enjoy. What would you think that other people would think would be very strange?
It's probably a lot more commercial than what we've heard. probably like the Dead Milkmen, you know?
Okay.
That's a little obscure. I'm trying to think. There was... Come back to that, please, because I can't think of it right now.
I like some weird crap.
Yeah.
There's a lot of weird crap that I like.
There was that time that we liked ICP.
There was a time.
There's that time.
There was that time. In
there
fact,
was that time in our lives.
In fact, not only was there a time in my life that I enjoyed the Insane Clown Posse, but we actually went to a concert in face paint.
Nice.
You're aware of the Insane Clown Posse.
Oh, yeah.
Are you a fan, or are they just not
They're
your cup of tea?
Just not my cup of tea, honestly.
Yeah, I've actually outgrown that, and it didn't take long, but...
yeah. There's still some songs I like, though. You hold up.
This one I like for Halloween.
I like Riddle Box.
Love Riddle Box.
Riddle Box, which is the one I really, really like.
I like their version of Let's Go All the Way.
You like Still Stabbing.
I like Still Stabbing.
Let's Go All the Way.
Yeah, the remake of Let's Go All the Way.
Oh, there was but if you like horror movies, there's this little song they do called Amy's in the Attic.
Yeah.
The first time I listened to the song, I actually felt scared.
Really?
That's how. Yeah, it's like a little horror movie vignette within a song. So if you like that sort of thing,
it's not even really that I don't like any ICP. There's like you said, a couple songs that that I like.
Yeah,
but as a whole, it's not like I could stick a ICP CD in my car and listen to it for an hour or two.
Yeah, well, I can't either. but if we're just on the topic of what weird crap do you like? This would be it. And why am I totally blanking the one song that I like so much?
Mad Professor?
No, that one's fun. But help me out here. It's where the kid brings the stuff to school.
Oh, yeah, right. That was on the Riddle Box album, I do believe.
Was it? Good, then I'll just...
I think.
I'll sort by album. Wow. Okay, this is really bad when I'm sitting here going, you know that song that... Oh, duh.
Yeah.
Ooh, I like this toy. Watch it go.
Duh, it's called Toy Box.
Dear sir, the person you are calling is dead.
Wah, 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 wah. I was like 6. I used to get dipped by the chicks. And everyone would chase me and hit me with bricks and rocks and sticks.
Yeah, so that the gist of the song is that he finally gets his revenge on all the kids that made fun of him with these wonderful toys that sliced, chopped, and killed him.
Nice.
And then, of course, the toys turned on him. So it doesn't even have a happy ending.
See, I'm not big on the ICP culture that's grown up.
No, yeah,
but
that's
I
so
like
it's
such
a you know what it really it's a culture of loseriness that just permeates. It's just like so pathetic. It was really pathetic when you had the Hatchet Man on your car. And you'd pull up next to a car full of juggalos, and they'd look at you like, "What are you doing, Dad?"
Yeah. Well,
so it was really short-lived, but I appreciate some of the stuff they do. It's really creative and really clever.
And the fact that they were able to turn it into this for them, is amazing.
Yeah.
So,
if there's a formula to follow, then they've got one of them.
Yeah.
So, like, weirdest thing that you like?
You know, I don't think that I like anything weird, but I do enjoy a lot of Broadway, which can get strange.
Show tunes?
Show tunes, yes. Yeah. I really do like show tunes.
Kristen Chenoweth's...
popular?
No.
That one?
No, the song where she shoots.
Oh, where she shoots the guy. If you hadn't, but you did.
Okay.
The whole thing centers around her singing to this guy that she shot because he's... you know, played around on her one too many times, and it's hard to explain. You'd have to hear the song. It's very funny.
Right. Sounds funny.
It is.
Sounds as funny as this. Recognize it yet? It's a bunch of Chinese people who fancy themselves to be the Beatles. It's a little slow starting.
Oh, dear God.
It gets better. It does. Just wait for the hook. Not yet.
Psych.
Yeah, psych. This is another thing I got from Colin.
You did?
Are you kidding? I love to live in a Yarrow
Sabamarine.
Sabamarine.
Oh my god.
Yeah, I got that from, I got a whole passel of weird shit from you.
Yeah.
And I took the time to sift through it all and keep the best of the weird.
Oh, good.
In fact, I put it on, I sorted it by album. I made up an album called Whiskey Tango Foxtrot. What is this shit? So if you've got, yeah, it's all the stuff on that.
Yeah, there was a time where I was looking for things that people would pay to have their song made that they sing, you know, that type of thing. I can't even remember what it's called now.
Well, there was a thing called the 365 Days Project that you were finding a lot of stuff off, but that wasn't
No.
This was some just whole collection of weird crap.
You get in a magazine and you see, here, your song, record. We'll record this
right.
type thing. And you go in, you make your CD, and you got your CD, and you pay them money, and they don't do anything.
You've got to snap out of it, Lion-O! Call the Thundercats before!
Shut up, you fuck! I should have known the Territor didn't mean us any harm when the Sword of Omens didn't obey me. And anyway, it was just plain stupid to assume it might be bad. Just what the fuck am I talking about?
Thundercats outtakes.
I love those.
I know, right? So yeah, it's all that weird crap that you got me.
Yeah.
I mean,
all the weird stuff that I have came from you two.
Well, yeah.
So it's not like I go out and find it. I'm very
it
mainstream.
It finds you.
Yes, yeah. I'm very mainstream with everything I like.
Yeah,
right. Dead air.
This song, I don't know who's singing
it. Each time I see a little girl of 5 or 6
I named
or 7,
Stocky Mink inappropriate
style. I can't resist a joyous urge to smile and say, thank heaven for little girls. For little girls get bigger every day.
Oh, dear God.
I know, right? It's not like that's on my, you know, like, playlist that I'm, you know, really listening to, but it's in there. Yeah. I got that from Colin.
Value.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, the look on all your faces. I wish we had, like, video. Because it was just suddenly like, what the fuck are you doing?
Well, when you say you got that from me, that you didn't exactly get that from me. I might have sent that your way, but
it's
nothing
of
mine. I don't have that.
Okay. So you, I see what it is. You give it to me and then you throw it away. It's like, that's not me.
Pretty much.
So when they come a call it, it's like, well, I don't know what he's talking.
They come a call.
Washing my hands like Pontius Pilate. Okay.
It's all him.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't remember that.
It was okay, so you just gave me this big old pile of weird crap and then ran away.
Was that part of the 365 days?
I don't know. You know, it all blends together after so long. And how did we get talking about the weird crap anyway? Was that Colin asking you or? Oh yeah,
no, it started with Ivor Biggin. So
yeah. So what music do you like to play when you're playing in the band? You said on the previous show that your band was pretty eclectic.
That's
back in the day, and so that means your musical taste, and like you said, don't pigeonhole me into metal.
Yeah.
you're a little eclectic, right?
Yeah, I basically when it comes to actually playing my music, I'm very open to almost anything, any style, you know.
Yeah.
I think that's more because when I do get the chance to play, I'm having so much fun playing that.
Yeah.
I mean, everything from, you know, you'd kind of mention like a ska sound to you know, hard rock, to kind of a laid back, you know, almost like jazz beat, you know.
Wow.
Whatever I want, whatever. I'll put drums to it.
Yeah.
So
busting out the, what are they? I just freaking lost it. Brushes. Bust out the brushes and play a little jazz.
A little harder to do on my electric kit, but you know.
Are there any electric kits that you know of that support like a brush type of sound?
The one that I got actually kind of tries really hard,
yeah.
But it's a Roland kit, and you still play it with sticks, but you set the drum kit to be on,
right,
on like you're playing with brushes, and you hit it, and it's like a very soft sound. So yeah, you can duplicate it.
Yeah.
Those Japanese thought of everything in those moments. I'll tell you what.
They are nuts, right? I mean, it's like they live... what they're trying to do is they're trying to lull us to sleep, and then they're going to sink all our battleships again. Every single one. Never forget, Jason. Never forget.
Give us electric drums and PlayStations.
So here's the deal. They beat us once. We went about it wrong way. We need to be the friend. We need to give them electronic. And then we have electronic. They all look around, play with electronic. They don't see cum.
I don't think that's see cum.
I don't think that's how they talk. Let me try that again. They will never see us coming.
They don't see cum.
Not everything's gold, all right? Not everything works the first time.
That was gold.
Depends on your point of view, right?
I guess.
It depends on your point of view. Wow, this show's really just kind of... It's limped to this point, but we've made it within 10 minutes of an hour.
Wow.
I think discretion being the better part of valor, we could end it here, leave some on the table, or we could shoot for that hour.
I was just thinking there is one more story that we could talk about, but it might lead to more than 10 minutes.
Is that the one that you were going to surprise?
No, that was the...
Go ahead and...
Stop it.
Yeah, no, it was funny because Jason's eyes got really big, like, what? And then you guys were like,
you think so highly of us.
hold on. Sigh.
Wait.
Whoa, way too many words. I was like, what? And then I was like, huh? And then I got a little bored. And
yeah.
Okay, how to train your child proper.
Ooh.
Like I said, this could go more than 10 minutes. I don't know. The Tennessee-based No Greater Joy Ministry teaches conservative Christian parents...
I have a book.
How to Train Submissive Children.
Called How to Behave and Why. This might be the same thing.
I don't know.
Go ahead.
How, you ask? The ministry instructs parents that a length of quarter-inch plumbing supply line is a real attention getter, and that a proper spanking leaves a child without breath to complain.
So a proper spanking is a real hardcore beating.
Apparently. Yeah. So
do I have like somebody being pushed down the stairs on here?
Where did you find that?
Well, this was on Salon, their website. Basically, I found it actually through Boing Boing, who found it through Salon. So yeah, recently 7-year-old Lydia Schatz died after allegedly taking a few rounds with a real attention getter. Her parents are expected to enter a plea on Thursday. According to the authorities, forceful and numerous whippings, apparently with plumbing line, may have caused tissue breakdown so massive that Lydia's vital organs could no longer function.
Ooh,
good lord.
Yep, the Schatzes also faced torture and abuse charges for significant injuries sustained by Lydia's also adopted sister, Zariah, 11, who was hospitalized in critical condition, as well as for extensive bruising on a 10-year-old biological son.
So...
No Greater Joy Ministry brought in $1.8 million last year in sales of books, DVDs, etc.
So No Greater Joy Ministries encourages beating the pulp out of the kids.
Whippins, yes. Yeah. Whip them till they can't complain.
Well, this isn't the same thing then.
Well, that's good to know.
Yeah. But
this book, How to Behave and Why, caught my attention. It was given to Max as a present. I can't remember by whom. It was written by Monroe Leaf. And it was... illustrated by some special kid somewhere, but it was done in 1946, and it's strange. Here's just page 17. Only a dope will tell a lie. One of the quickest ways to lose your friends and make people dislike you is to lie. Some people think they can be smart and fool others when they tell a lie, but sooner or later the truth is usually found out, and then the liar is sorry because he knows he won't be trusted or to believe next time, and... Ugh.
It says that.
Yeah, it infers that. But every time we tell a lie, we mix ourselves up more. But worse than that, page 22. But worse than that, we can't believe ourselves or anyone else because we don't really know what the truth is any more than a penguin. And that is a stupid way to live, as anyone can tell you.
I know what a penguin is.
Penguin?
No, you can't tell the truth any more than a penguin. That's a sad penguin right there. See that sad penguin?
Those lying fuckers.
He's sad because he don't know shit. And if you lie, then you don't know shit like the penguin don't know shit. And that is a stupid way to live, as anyone can tell you.
I will say this.
I don't know.
For what that advice it is, it's better than whipping them with a...
It is.
Yes.
I mean, this book, yes. I actually, I was thinking initially, what can I do with this? But it is better than beating him with the book. Because I'm getting great joy out of the poor illustrations and that whole, you know,
it was, exactly.
Yeah. So maybe...
See,
I don't know.
I never had to resort to beating my children to get them behave. I have a daddy voice that I use.
Oh, show me the daddy voice.
I don't know if I can.
Come on, do it.
Oh, no.
Wait, here.
Stop it.
Wait, stop.
No.
Well, right now.
Right now, what's going on in the background is the gold medal game, U.S. versus Canada, Olympic hockey. And I'm guessing that the U.S. just scored.
That would be a good
thing. It must be a big score.
Must be the goal.
So, Dad, I just broke the lamp.
That's not going to get a daddy voice.
No.
Dad.
No, I'm sorry.
Dad. Dad, I just peed on the carpet. Again. Dad.
It's not something I can just do.
Dad.
There has to be a reason.
Dad, you're fat. Dad, I just ate all the Pop-Tarts. Hey, Dad. I just set the dog on fire.
The dog.
You gonna beat me again, Daddy? I don't know.
This thing. I like this thing a lot.
I can tell.
Hey, we're getting a telephone call from Felicia.
Uh oh.
Hey,
hi, dear.
Baby, you've been gone for a long time.
Yeah.
And last night you were in a coma. So, are you going to be in a coma tonight, too?
Well, it depends. What are you making for dinner?
I was going to make dog.
The dog burnt up the dog.
I set the dog on fire. Okay, bye.
Okay, bye.
His wife's not a hick. I mean, I don't want to infer that his wife's a hick at all, or ever lived out in the middle of nowhere on a road.
Never.
On a road that was the same, you know, the name of the road was the name of the family.
Yeah.
I don't want to infer that she lived out on the plains anywhere.
Never happened.
In a place called Rush, where there's nothing but blue skies and cow shit. I would never infer
no
that.
No such place
about his
exists.
Wife. No. No, his wife is a gentrified city girl, I'm sure. And now everything stops again.
Everything stops.
It's like there's this look, and I like the look that you give me, like, I should be saying something.
I know, right?
She might hear this.
I doubt it. I don't know. Are you encouraging her to listen?
She's listened to a couple.
Did she? Yeah. Oh, good. Well, then she'll love this one.
She's enjoyed it so far.
Good.
So far.
So far. Until she gets to this episode.
Maybe next time we can top it.
Oh, well, I'd love to try. But you never did come up with the daddy voice, so that's just a damn.
I told you, it's just...
It's not something that you could just do on command.
Not which while I'm laughing, no.
Well, I can't help it if that kid set that dog on fire.
Yep.
I can't.
Now, the whole eating the Pop-Tarts.
Isn't anything like this? Kids! God damn it! I told you not to set the goddamn dog on fire! You assholes, get in this house! Stop all that yakety-yak.
Find a job.
I swear to God, I will turn this car around.
Send you back to hell.
No, his daddy voice is very.
It's convincing.
Scary.
Does he pull it on you?
He did once. He didn't mean
just
to.
Just the one time. And you know what's the funny thing? She's violent. She actually. Tell him the story about what you did to that guy at Fargo's, real quick.
I was working at Fargo's, and this dishwasher guy was a guy I used to date.
Uh-huh.
And I needed racks for something, for salt and pepper shakers or something, but I didn't have what I needed, but he had what I needed, and I went and asked him for it, and he called me...
The C word.
He called me the C word. Ooh. For asking for it, and he got slammed up against the wall and screamed at.
Yeah.
And I told Colin, I said, you better be on your best behavior, because she may seem sweet now, but she'll kill you.
I won't.
Feel so sweet and nice right there, and then you do that voice.
Yeah.
And
then suddenly it comes out.
God, don't ever call me that. Hello.
So, yeah. So, yep. You actually slipped and used the daddy voice on her.
She says I did.
And she didn't turn around and just knock you?
No.
It made me cry.
So
that should tell you how strong that voice is. Oh, wow. My God.
I've never seen this side of you.
Nobody
that
really
I know
does.
Of. Of course, if I had, I probably would have just died laughing. Because yeah. That's just how I
am. I've never been mad enough at you to say it.
Never? Really? All those times that I've just... Really?
Yeah.
That really makes me feel like I've not succeeded in one.
Sorry.
You've still got a goal now.
I do. I now have a goal to piss you off enough that I hear the Colin Daddy voice.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe next time. It's the Son of Cheese Half Hour Power Hour. You've been listening to the show, at least, hopefully, if you've made it this far. I know the show limped along. I would apologize. But if you stuck with us and you heard the dog getting set on fire, then I think that makes sense. It's my gift to you. Derek Topper, SonofCheese.com. Colin Burton, FizzleandPop.com.
Goodbye.
Heather Knight, my sister.
Fuck Montrose.
That's right. And Jason Ozan from RedRumRadio.com.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, absolutely. Thanks for joining us. Best in Metal Radio. Listen to RedRumRadio.com. And don't forget to listen to Studio J every Saturday night, unless it's like Valentine's Day or his birthday, and then he's going to do something else. But anyway, Studio J on Saturday nights on RedRumRadio.com. And you stay here, or at least, well, don't stay here. That would be kind of pointless to stay on a website and wait for something to happen. Visit us again on SonofCheese.com for another episode at a later date.